Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Stacy, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Dawn. Happy to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It was great to see you recently at a great event in Montgomery County. So let's talk about it. I know that you are front and center on the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning.
And getting
a little a boost, if you will, from Governor Josh Shapiro. The headline in the Inquirer says that Governor Josh Shapiro is just staying out of this race, important race, not endorsing the Democrat, your opponent, who's a Democrat, Erin McClellan, for treasurer, for state treasurer. Apparently had a falling out with her, and she was not the Democrats' choice anyway. But your reaction to the fact that Governor Josh Shapiro, who says he's a very popular governor, if you look at the polls, he is. So do you consider this a little help from an unlikely friend?
Well, you know, quite honestly, Dawn, I'm not surprised that he's not supporting her because she is a very unserious candidate. I mean, she hasn't gotten one of her campaign finance reports correct. She did run a small business, but she ran it into the ground. She was sued when she ran for federal office. So she's run for five different offices in the last 10 years. And honestly, she has not been friendly to Governor Shapiro. She attacked him when he was being considered for vice president. And, you know, politics aside, to have a governor from your own state considered to be on a national ticket, that's a big deal. So to go after the governor from your own party, I thought, you know, I was wondering what she was thinking about. And she's gone after him on school vouchers. She's gone after the Keystone Saves program. So she's really at odds on a number of things with him.
The job that you have as the state treasurer and the treasurer's office in Pennsylvania, you are the top fiscal watchdog and responsible for saving and investing, obviously withdrawing, you know, $150 billion. You really have control over that and watch over it, I should say, in state funds. And you're independent. It's a critical office, you know, to just watch this. And I know that you're considered, I think you've always, I've never heard much controversy until maybe lately. They were alleging that there were some campaign issues with you or finance issues, and kind of rolling that and conflating that against your current opponent. I'm looking for anything tangible. Is there anything filed against you as far as those campaign allegations that I guess your opponent has made verbally?
I haven't heard about any. I mean, my campaign finance reports are to the penny. They are straight up great. Her last campaign finance report, she overstated it by $10,000. She had to go back and correct it. And if you put that into perspective, 10% of the Commonwealth's assets, which right now are at $170 billion, would be $17 billion. So I'm not sure if that's the individual we want, you know, being the fiscal watchdog over that $170 billion of Commonwealth assets. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to talk about your background a little bit. And I know we haven't talked for a little bit, Stacey Garrity, but I know that, you know, your background is ROTC, right? You have a military background, ROTC in college. You were actually deployed multiple times to Iraq, 1991, Operation Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom. And you were awarded the Bronze Star twice for your exceptional service and received, you know, multiple different awards, prestigious awards before retiring from the Army Reserve with the rank of colonel. How much did your military experience help you do? I mean, first of all, you went on to have your own private business, but now to have this top job in Pennsylvania.
Well, honestly, I would have never ran for public office had I not hit my mandatory retirement date in the military, because serving was and is the honor of my lifetime. As you know, I was not supposed to win, Dawn. So every day that I get to wake up and serve the hardworking, you know, people of Pennsylvania is truly a blessing to me. But I would say what has helped is, you know, there are core leadership values in the military that I live 24/7. So they are loyalty, duty, respect, service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. And I would say, you know, as far as the treasurer's office, the most important is obviously integrity.
As far as integrity, before the national media knew that you were a conservative woman, you made national media headlines when you were dubbed the angel in the desert for your perfect record overseeing those enemy combatants in Iraq. And there, at the time, there were, you know, unfortunately, some scandals about alleged prisoner abuse, that sort of thing. You were hailed and profiled and made national news at that time. Angel in the desert. That's kind of a nice little title there when you talk about what's that?
It's a pretty badass nickname that she's got,
right?
Yes, that was 2003-2004, featured on National Public Radio, NPR, actually.
Ooh.
And so they had met a detainee that said that I saved his life. And I'm not sure. I mean, I helped out a lot of, you know, I helped out a lot of folks over there. Because at that time, 03-04, if you recall, it was kind of the wild, wild west. And, of course, I was in Camp Buka, which is in southern Iraq, nowhere near the other facility that got all the national attention. So, so they profiled me. And, it was quite interesting. But my last deployment, 2008-2009, I was acting battalion commander at Camp Buka again. And I had 7,000 detainees. I had death row, about 220 detainees. And we were the very first internment facility to have zero abuse allegations and zero escape attempts.
You know, you're a woman in a high office and an important office looking at fiscal, you know, fiscal clarity and transparency. You've talked a lot about that. And so a lot of people may say, well, Stacey Garrity, you as a woman, certainly a colonel, as you retired from the Army Reserve with the rank of colonel, certainly you believe in having women in these high-profile places, such as President of the United States of America. So do you support that kind of candidacy because someone's a woman? Because someone's a woman, should she have, I don't know, a better chance at succeeding in America? Do you subscribe to that?
You know, I really don't, Dawn, and I don't know if it's because of, you know, I'm from very rural Pennsylvania. But I have never received a promotion or an award or an opportunity based on my gender. So I think it's always really important that we pick the most qualified, especially for these, you know, these, like if you want, you're going to have somebody be the commander in chief of the nation. I want absolutely the best qualified candidate.
You're from, born and bred, Bradford County. And I can't help but think of another, you know, famous Pennsylvanian from who was mayor there in that county, John Fetterman, who's a Democrat, has made a lot of headlines, obviously. Do you have anything in common with him? Did you two ever cross paths in Bradford?
Well, I'm from Bradford County. He's from Bradford, PA, which is McKean County. But I will tell you, we do have something in common, and that is our support for Israel.
Okay.
And you've probably seen, I've been in the news over the $20 million investment in Israel bonds five days after the Hamas attacks on October 7th. So I'm proud of the fact that Treasury has been invested in Israel bonds since 1993. And that includes investments made by treasurers from both political parties. And in fact, my predecessor invested $18 million, and he did it for the exact same good reasons that I did. So the investment is smart on a financial level because the bonds pay above market rates and Israel has never, ever defaulted. And, of course, I think it's very smart to support an important American ally. Israel is our strongest ally in the Middle East, and I will always stand by them.
I would imagine, particularly because, you know, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, beginning tomorrow evening, then I think of October 7th, tragically, the one-year commemoration of the terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians with still hostages, as I speak, being held against their will by their captors and a handful of them Americans. I would imagine this is something that takes front and center focus and perhaps is one of the reasons that Governor Josh Shapiro, who I think also agrees with your stance, is not taking any swipes at you.
Well, I have to tell you, that's probably a reason. I work well with his office. I mean, when you look at my opponent, one thing she did say was that if she didn't agree with a bill that the governor signs into legislation, that she would refuse to pay the invoices unless she was sued and lost by the state Supreme Court. So I don't think that we want a treasurer deciding what they're going to pay based on a personal viewpoint. So I'm sure that that's another thing that he appreciates about me.
So
I worked well on the Rainy Day Fund as well.
Yes. And I know the last time we talked, you were you've always had this campaign to tell people, you know, you want to empty as far as the vault that is held for people who don't realize that they have lost, basically a lost and found. But I know that there was one story Dan was just calling to my attention that you had returned more than $57,000 of unclaimed property involving the Reading Fight and Phil's game.
She did that like a promotion, I think, at a Fight and Phil's game. What's going on here?
I did. So, you know, we've really made it a priority to try and get money back where it belongs, to into the hands of the hardworking Pennsylvanians that earned it, because we do have $4.5 billion. And I always like to say, look, that's not the state's money. It doesn't belong to us, so let's get it back into the hands. So I've gone to a number of minor league games, and we've set up, you know, a booth and helped people look to see if they had any unclaimed property. And actually, last year, we hit a brand new record of returns, almost $274 million. So quite proud of that. But you know what? There's a lot more to do. And especially right now in high inflationary times, a few hundred dollars can really help a family that may be struggling, you know, when they go to the grocery store or fill up their tank with gas.
Yeah, it's so important. What's the most bizarre thing that was ever, I mean, as far as something that was bizarre where somebody realized that they had money that was unspoken for that was theirs or a family member's?
So there were 2 million gold and platinum bars in a safe deposit box. So, of course, after 3 years of dormancy, it ends up coming to Treasury. And so I don't know how you misplaced $2 million in gold and platinum bars, but they discovered that they did. We found the owners, and we got it back to them. But, Don, I will tell you what my very favorite thing is in the vault, and that's the military decorations, which I say are priceless. So, again, we get those from abandoned safe deposit boxes. And since taking office, I've had the absolute honor of returning 443 military decorations, including 11 Purple Hearts and 3 Bronze Stars.
Yeah, it's so important.
Wow.
And overall, how much have you, I know Dan's whispering in my ear, Gold Bar Bob, somewhere there's a
Bob
inappropriate.
Show,
I was resisting, you know what I mean?
I'm all the way in PA. Yeah.
I'm not taking the low-hanging fruit there, Dan.
And before you go, Dawn, forward with this, I just want to say I Googled on the PA Treasury website, so patreasury.gov, you can search up your name. There is some unclaimed property for Dawn Stenslin that you might need to collect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Couple under 100s there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So I'll have to... I'll have my husband do it. No, but it's true.
We can help you. Listen, 1 out of 10 Pennsylvanians has unclaimed property, and people say to me, oh, that's impossible. I don't have any. And those are always the people that have it, and they can be uncashed checks or rebates, you know, old bank accounts, stocks, bonds, you name it.
You know, it's such a divisive time to be in politics. And not that you're a lifer in the sense that you've done other things, as I said, military background, serving in our military honorably, and then going on to have your own business. But why even put yourself out there? I was looking you up, Stacey, and you're a beautiful woman. I saw you recently at an event, like I say, less than a week ago. And even there was I'm going to call them out, Penn Live. They had this picture of you in horribly lit, like they take the worst possible picture of a conservative woman. This is one of my complaints. And then your opponent, they make look like on the cover of Vogue with the touch-ups already. Like, not to go here, but I'm going here. Why would you even want to run as a conservative woman and be out there?
You know, I love the Commonwealth. I believe in this state, and I'm just proud to fight for Pennsylvania taxpayers. And that's exactly what I'll continue to do if voters give me a second term. But if they want to look at my record, we've basically broken every record at Treasury, yeah, from the unclaimed property, from the military decorations, cutting fees for the PA 529, almost $17 million. And we recently got upgraded to gold, and we are one of two gold plans in the entire nation to be rated gold. And then the last one I'll mention is PA ABLE, which is our program for people with disabilities. Those assets have tripled in the last 3 years, and we just did actually an event to celebrate crossing the $125 million threshold.
Well, Stacey Garrity, we'll leave it there for now. State Treasurer running to keep your job. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.